Dr. Marcy Logsdon from WSU's Veterinary Teaching Hospital says it's common to find creatures like baby bunnies or deer that have been left intentionally by their mothers.
The parents or the mom very intentionally tries to hide her baby or babies as best as she can and then leave them alone for huge chunks of the day. Or they only need care like once or twice a day from mom. And the rest of the time, the mom is trying to stay away so that she doesn't draw attention to the baby, like so that she doesn't draw the attention of predators to the site where she has the baby.
Logsdon says trying to care for some creatures at home can often backfire.
One is that there are some diseases that wildlife can carry that if you were in close proximity to them and didn't know what kind of precautions to take, you know, if you were trying to handle these animals and have them in your home, that you might be unintentionally exposing yourself or your pets or your kids to.
The animals can also lose out on specific survival techniques that their mother will teach them and not survive if released later into the wild. In addition, there are state and local laws against raising wild animals in a domestic setting. Logsdon recommends contacting the local Washington Fish and Wildlife Office or the WSU Veterinary Teaching Hospital in Pullman if you come across a baby animal that you think might have been abandoned. She says there's also specific information on the Fish and Wildlife website about such cases. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.